It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I knew it was a possibility, yeah. Definitely. I didn't know it was for sure until, you know, probably 30 seconds before the commissioner came up to announce the pick. So it was my heart was beating pretty fast, but yeah, I knew it was a possibility, but it definitely wasn't a for sure. No, my agent, Mike Miller, kind of looked at me and was like, man, congratulations. And I just was like, kind of was like, whoa. And then by the time I even got to realize what he said, my name was about to be called. So, you know, it just all hit me at once, and, you know, I was really overwhelmed with emotions.
I thought it was pretty fascinating to hear Paolo Banchero from Duke. Two things stood out to me when they interviewed him last night, Scott, when they got him after he was picked number one overall. Welcome back, by the way, Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. But did you see that when we went in there, or when we were watching all this, and we're kind of going, yeah, Jabari Smith. That was the name that was thrown out there. Maybe Chet Holmgren. But could you imagine being the guy who just seeing, you know, your agent goes, you're not going to go farther than three. And you're probably going to be three, but because we're not hearing anything different. But, you know, they might pick you first. Who knows? And then for him to go, yeah, I wasn't totally surprised, but they did tell me 30 seconds beforehand that I was going to be the number one overall pick. That's what I love about the draft. I love draft nights, things like that. We'll get into that a little bit more later.
How do you, fascinating.
How do you what?
How do you have four players drafted in the first round in Duke? And not win an NCAA championship.
I know. They did not win. They didn't even get to the Final Four.
I think they lost to North Carolina.
Yeah,
twice.
In the Elite Eight.
Wow.
Twice in the final, 3 weeks of the season? 2 weeks of the season? But, yeah, that's pretty wild to think. Did they get defeated in the Final Four? Oh, so they lost in the Final Four. Yeah, they were in the Final Four. But they lost to North Carolina to go to the national championship game. See, that's pretty wild, man. That's awesome. But that's wild. Paolo Banchero, great player. He was wearing a purple suit, and they're like, what's up with the – and it had, I don't know, diamonds on it. It was, like, jingly. He had his own giant diamond necklace, and they go, oh, so purple suit. And he goes, yeah, I'm honoring my parents. You know, they went to the University of Washington. And, you know, it's a little bit of like a, hey, sorry I didn't go to the University of Washington. And my friends are like, I was going, who says sorry with a suit on the night they get drafted after they played at Duke for one season? Is wearing purple to honor my parents and say, sorry, I didn't go to UW.
He's wearing purple because that's Royal. A jazz color.
Oh.
I don't know that. Everyone loves purple.
Now, is purple going to be part of the team colors going forward, Scott? I was not sure
it's
about that.
It's a core color.
Okay.
Ryan Smith likes purple.
Just checking in. See
Look,
if we're there.
I'm disappointed in this draft.
Why?
And it's not the draft because we could have had such an amazing discussion and train wreck if Scottie Pippen Jr. would have ended up with the Charlotte, whatever they are.
Playing for the Hornets,
Bobcats?
Yeah, they're the Hornets right now.
Who knows what they are?
Could change at some point. But no, yeah, that would be really funny to have Scottie Pippen Jr. playing for Michael Jordan's team. And his dad just going, great, we can't get
Michael
from underneath
Isn't Michael Jordan a junior?
Oh,
is it Michael Jordan
it
Jr.?
It might be. I don't know. Actually, don't know that.
Two juniors kind of working together?
Yeah, I'm not sure. So there you go. We'll get more into that and the whole draft thing and how weird it was. Rudy Gobert, by the way, we didn't give this enough attention yesterday, and I tried not to. I mentioned it, but so He took off of his Instagram page that he's a member of the Utah Jazz, and people were looking at it like it was a, you know, him scrubbing everything from the, because you know that's what happens nowadays, right?
Of course.
Now pictures of
that's your strong, bold, in your face, right. Like you guys can, you know, kiss my, you know what,
my French
move,
yeah.
But
here's the deal. Rudy Gobert, I mean, he still has pictures up. So people were like, okay, what does this mean, though? If I'm him, I would do that kind of stuff just to mess with people. But Rudy Gobert, apparently, is this being reported on KSLSports.com. You can go check this out. This is pretty fun. Celebrating his birthday by playing a fan one-on-one at home. Now, I've actually seen with my own eyes.
So is this Rudy's birthday or the fan's birthday?
No. So he's celebrating his birthday.
So Rudy is celebrating Rudy's birthday.
His own birthday.
Okay.
With a lucky Utah Jazz fan. Who's going to be able to bring themselves and a guest to Rudy's Salt Lake City home. So here's how you do it. You play against him by donating $10 or more to the Rudy's Kids Foundation, and then you're entered to win. So there's my obligation of saying that's how you can enter to win. But I've seen this court in his backyard. I've seen the Rudy court. At a massive expense, he made this amazing court in his backyard. And so apparently they're going to be able to play in his backyard. And you know what made me think? Play one-on-one with a great. What would you do? Like, okay, Scott, here's a question for you. Would you catch would you take batting practice from an amazing pitcher? Would you go one-on-one with a basketball player? Would you, like anybody, when you have a, because you could play one-on-one against Rudy. By the way, that wouldn't be much fun. He's just going to swat you. Okay. Oh, but he can't defend the perimeter, Scott. So who do you want to play? What would it be? Football, basketball, baseball, golf?
All right.
One-on-one with somebody.
If I could go one-on-one in basketball with someone,
yeah, who's it going to be?
It's Michael Jordan.
Michael,
I mean,
Jordan?
That's not even a right. question mark for me.
Okay.
I think he's...
See, I don't think MJ would be that much fun. It'd be me and Chuck, because I'd probably have a chance right now against Chuck.
It's not a question of fun. It's the experience. It's like, for me, I'm just saying, I don't want to have fun. Right?
You want to get your butt kicked?
I want this to be serious and, like, you know, no focus.
Mine would be one-on-one with Charles Barkley or playing a round of golf with Charles Barkley. Because, again, these are two things I feel like I could probably compete with him at.
So for you, the one person that you would want to – I wouldn't want to play golf with Michael Jordan.
No, he's a scratch golfer.
I couldn't handle the betting.
Oh yeah, no.
Like I need to take out a loan application to go play a round of golf with Michael Jordan. If it was baseball, I would want to face Nolan Ryan. Just for the experience. Yeah. I want to see what a Nolan Ryan fastball looks like.
Yeah, right now you're probably getting low 80s. Right now you're probably getting low 80s now that he's like 70.
I'm not talking about right now.
you could probably hang,
I'm dreaming here. Dreaming.
Okay, I'm going to do the whole thing. Because when I was growing up in Texas.
Now, I'd want to pitch. You know who I'd want to pitch to?
Who?
Babe Ruth. Lefty versus lefty.
Okay. You could also take pitches from him, too, though. He's a pitcher.
True.
So if it's nowadays, I think Shohei Ohtani would be pretty cool.
Because
I'd take pitches from him, but I'd also throw to him. I'd be like, I want you to hit a homer off of me, and I want to try to get a foul tip off of you.
So here's what would happen if you actually threw a ball to Shohei Ohtani.
He'd ground it because it'd be like a 49-mile-an-hour.
Right, he couldn't hit it. Right. He couldn't hit it out of the park. He'd like, because it's too slow.
You can't handle my stuff. No, I actually have a knuckleball, too.
Yeah.
I do. Don't laugh. I have a knuckleball. It's got good movement on it.
I would want to play golf with Phil Mickelson, though. I think that would be. I just want to use his clubs, play left handed. Can I just use your club? Can we just take a set of clubs and we'll just both share?
Let's go into your bag. Let's go into your bag room and just. Can I have any of these sets of clubs? Because you're a lefty and I'm a lefty. Lefty giving you some lefty clubs. Let me see here. From a basketball standpoint, I don't think I would do one-on-one with Chuck. I would want to.
No, Chuck would be fun to hang out with.
He would be fun to hang out with. Yeah. I think Giannis is a guy that I think would be fun one-on-one with. Rudy, I can't see him loosening up and being that exciting. Am I being mean about saying that?
Well, yeah.
Of all the Utah Jazz players,
Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy's not my guy.
Now,
it'd be Jordan Clarkson. That's the guy I'd want to hang out with. Donovan, I feel like he's not ready for hanging out right now with anybody. Jordan Clarkson would be the guy. I know
who I'd want to hang out with.
Joe Ingles.
No. Oh. Juancho.
Oh, yeah. Ask him about his experience with Adam Sandler. Okay. From just a different sport.
Now, any era of the Utah Jazz, Stockton would be the one that I'd be most interested in. Oh, no. On the court.
I've been at a couple events with John Stockton. Not that fun. Not that exciting.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my statement at the beginning
in
of
his prime,
this conversation.
In his
I'm
prime
not doing
part?
This for the fun part.
Oh, okay.
I'm
it's
just,
the experience. Okay.
Yeah, it's just the experience.
All right.
No, if I was doing it for fun, what Jazz player would be fun?
Mm.
Probably Joe Ingles.
Yeah, Joe Ingles would drop an F-bomb on you and break your ankles on a crossover, dude.
All right, what other sports do I get?
Let's go with golf. You said Phil Mickelson.
Well, I would
Tiger, obviously.
You know, I would love – you know who – and I actually witnessed this. And I would tell you, if I was going to pick one golfer ever from all time, I'd pick Arnold Palmer.
Really?
Yeah. So I lived in Orlando. His club, the Bay Hill, was kind of down the street. And
listen to your weird life.
Well, no,
Bay Hill is kind of just, you know, down the street.
Well, what do you want me to say? That
I'm
it's
just
really
it's
far
funny.
Away. It was just
you. What I'm saying is you've
where
already
I lived,
Scott. What I'm saying is you've already had these experiences. You played in the NFL,
so
Bay Hill was
great poupon.
Bay Hill was
the club was so lovely.
If you could imagine, it was just down the hill from us.
So, Arnold.
Arnold Palmer came.
Arnold would
Honey,
come. And
Arnold wants to play again.
No,
tell him I'm busy.
So, if you were a member at Bay Hill. So, I played with a group of guys. I played golf every Wednesday with a group of guys.
Right.
And a few of the guys were actually members at Bay Hill. And we would play our Wednesday game every once in a while at Bay Hill. Now, they had a golf game every single day of the week.
Yeah.
At Bay Hill. And anyone who was a member could go and. And the deal was, as a member, twice a year you'd end up playing golf with Arnold Palmer. And he worked it out where he would go out and he would.
This is your foursome today. This is your foursome tomorrow.
And you would play with Arnold Palmer. And he usually played in the game. So we were teeing off of 10 when Arnold was teeing off of number 1, and they kind of
they're next
both go off. You can see one from the 10 tee box.
Sure.
We all stopped.
Well, yeah.
And we looked over, and we were like, we want to witness this.
Sure.
So here's Arnold Palmer teeing off on number one.
And, you know, he had an interesting swing because you didn't look at it and go, what a pure golf swing.
No.
Kind of had that, like, old guy hook on it, or it looked like it was going to be.
He looked like he developed that in a Muni course on a driving
right.
range.
But he hit it straight and far?
He was awesome. And we finished, and so we were kind of in this clubhouse grill at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he came by and said hello to everyone, as nice and as
okay. So.
So what I never got that, but I would love to play golf.
What
with
I'm getting is you basically had that experience, though. You got to meet him, and you.
But
played
I didn't
golf
get to play golf with him.
No,
I watched him tee off, and that was it. Like on one hole,
I would have just waited for him to be like. Yeah, I just waited to see if he would have fixed his ball marks.
It made me want to be a member at Bay Hill.
Like, oh, like, really, Scott?
Yeah.
It made me want, you know, upon pondering this.
Listen.
I decided that day, Buffy, should we be members of Bay Hill? I don't know.
I hate you. I hate
should
you.
Should we, dear? I don't know. This year, honey, we're going to be in Spain. We're going to be in Ibiza. We're going to be... I don't know if we have time this year, dear, to play with Ronald Palmer. Oh!
We'll be off with Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah. No, but see, that sounds more white collar or blue collar, right?
Which one, Nolan Ryan?
No, the Nolan Ryan one.
Yeah.
Knowing Ryan, I'd want to reenact. I want him to hit me with a ball, and I'm charging the mound, and he has to punch me in the face like I'm Robin Ventura.
Oh, I that's yeah. I don't think I'd charge anything if I got hit by a Nolan Ryan fastball. I'd be like, you would wear that. You'd go, could you please sign this for me?
The bruise?
Yeah.
And then you get it, and then you get the bruise and the signature all tattooed to look exactly like.
And the ball.
Yes, all of it. All right, let's take the break here. I'm glad we had this discussion, Scott. We just realized that basically you got to live these things that other people wish they could have lived. So you're out. You're ineligible.
So playing catch with like Dan Marino?
Get out of here.
I did that every day. That was actually pretty cool.
You did not.
You
know,
stink, and I don't like
actually, Marino
you threw
was
the
like,
ball to a guy next to him.
No. No, but he would make me throw it soft. He said, don't throw it hard at me.
Dan, could you bring the pigskin out? Now, Scott, when you throw the ball to me, make sure it doesn't injure my hands. I've got an Isotona gloves commercial coming up. I don't want to injure anything. All right, let's take the break here when we come back. Scott Mitchell's going to regale us with more of these stories about how all the life that he's lived is better than what we've done, okay? We've got our college football countdown around the corner. You don't want to miss it. We've got some Texas to talk about, sure. We've got some BYU, Utah, all of it. Stay with us. Unravel continues. 97.5 The Kiss, Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.